Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. If you've never had a Tony Home Permanent, ask yourself these questions. How did your last permanent look on the very first day? Was it easy to manage? And how long did it last? You know, thousands of women write and tell us Tony gives them the most natural-looking waves they've ever had right from the start. Yes, waves that are easy to set and style in the very newest hairdos. Waves that are never frizzy, never dry. What's more, Tony is guaranteed to last just as long as a $15 beauty shop wave or your money back. And yet the Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2. Be sure to follow the simple directions and you'll agree it's so easy to give yourself a Tony Home Permanent. The wave that gives that natural look.
T-O-N-I, Tony.
And now, this is Nora Drake. Written by Julian Funt. Tuesday, June 29th, 1948. And if this were just another Tuesday for Nora Drake, she'd be very busy right now at the Page Memorial Hospital, where up to 9 o'clock this morning, she was charge nurse of a large medical ward. But Nora isn't in charge of anything anymore. The blunder that Peggy Martinson made has been attributed to her. The blunder that caused the serious relapse of Mrs. Turner, the patient, in 504. And as a result, Nora has been relieved of all duty. And so instead of being at the hospital now, she's at home. At home and trying desperately to keep busy. For the second time, she's dusting the bookshelves, which don't need any dusting. But then she looks up suddenly, startled. She hears the front door open and...
Who's that?
It's me, Nora.
Dad?
Hello, dear. What's the matter, Nora?
You tell me. What are you doing home at this hour, Dad?
Taking an afternoon off. Some of the boys go to see a ball game. Me? Well, I come home to catch up on some of my reading.
Yes, I bet you do. You came home because you're worried about me. Dad, you shouldn't have done it, because I'm all right.
You're telling me. Of course you're all right. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be. Nora, I'm going to say something that may surprise you. I'm almost glad this happened.
Are you?
That's right. I'm glad you have nothing to do for the next few days.
What do you mean, the next few days?
Well, that's all it's going to be, Nora. After that hearing next Thursday, you're certainly going to be reinstated. You know that, of course.
Do I?
Well, you can take my word for it.
And where do you get all this inside information from? A Ouija board?
Never mind that. I know what I'm talking about.
And why are you glad it happened?
Because if it were up to you, dear, you'd never take a day off. And it's about time you had a vacation, don't you think?
No, I'd hardly call this state of suspended animation a vacation.
No, of course it isn't, because you're worried about that hearing. But, Nora, if you didn't have any doubt about the outcome, you could really enjoy it. Well, believe me, there isn't any doubt. You're going to be reinstated because you just have to be. They aren't going to discharge a nurse with your record. They aren't going to overlook 7 years of loyal service. You can be sure of that. And what's more, you can certainly count on Dr. Jensen speaking up for you.
I hope you're right, Dad. Because right now there's nothing I want more than to continue on at the hospital.
And you will wait and see. Come on, Nora, relax and try to forget about the hospital for a while.
I'll try.
You're not going about it the right way.
What is the right way?
Well, the first thing I do is sit down.
Oh, Dad, you're really very sweet.
Oh, nonsense.
I mean, you're so patient and gentle with me.
Do you think it's very hard to be patient and gentle with you? Why, when I think of all that you've done for me, when I think of how you took me
in... Oh, no, that was a long time ago. And you paid me back 100 times over.
I'll never be able to pay you back. But we'll let it go, since it embarrasses you to talk about it.
Dad, you don't mind if I go out for a while, do you, Dad? I think I'll take a walk.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll walk with you.
Oh, well, I really wasn't going to take a walk. I wanted to go to the hospital.
Oh, I thought you were going to forget the hospital for a while.
I just want to see Rose Fuller for a few minutes.
Well, suppose I walk you as far as the hospital. How's that?
That'll be fine.
Oh, I'll get my hat and be right with you.
Rose, I have a feeling that you aren't very glad to see me.
Oh, poppycock. But since it's a nice day and you don't have to be here... Well,
there it is again.
There what is again?
That feeling that you're trying to get rid of me.
Well, fact is, dear, I am expecting some people here soon and...
And you want me to scram. Well, why can't I wait till they get here? Or don't you want me to meet them?
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, I'll leave in a minute, Rose. But first, tell me, will you, how's Mrs. Turner?
About the same.
What does that mean?
She's very weak.
Still on the critical list?
I'm afraid so, but Dr. Jensen's much more hopeful. He thinks she'll make it.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful if she did? Rose, that poor little old lady has to get better. And I'm not thinking of myself now, either.
You never do. Don't worry, dear. She'll come out of it. Yes? Oh, just a second. Nora, do you mind?
No, not at all.
When will I see you, dear?
Very soon.
Don't forget. Oh, use the side door, will you, dear?
Okay. So long, Rose.
Goodbye, Nora. Hello? Send her in. Yes? Come on in.
Hello, Miss Fuller.
Hello, Peggy. Come in. Sit down.
Thank you.
I suppose you're wondering why I asked you to drop in.
Oh, no. No, I never scrutinize an invitation, Miss Fuller. You asked me to drop in, and here I am.
Peggy, I may as well come right to the point. It looks very bad for Nora.
Really?
You know what I'm talking about, of course.
You mean that she might be suspended because of what happened to Mrs. Turner?
She's already been suspended.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, it's worse than that, Peggy. Nora faces something a lot more serious than a temporary suspension. There'll be a hearing on the case in a few days, and she may be discharged dishonorably. If that happens, she's through as a nurse everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure that isn't going to happen.
Well, I'm not so sure. I think that's probably what will happen. Unless you change your mind and decide to help her.
How can I possibly help her?
By telling Dr. Jensen exactly what happened.
And how is that going to help?
Look, Peggy, it wasn't Nora who gave Mrs. Turner the wrong medication. Nora doesn't make mistakes like that. And if she had, she certainly wouldn't lie about it.
Oh, I see. Nora can't lie. But me, I'm a seasoned juggler of the truth, a congenital liar, is that it? Oh, thank you very much, Miss Fuller. I'm not surprised, though. Because you always did hate me.
Oh, now, Peggy, don't be offended. I can quite understand how it happened. You made a serious mistake and you were frightened. That's why you lied about it. Now you're ashamed to admit that lie. But there's nothing to be ashamed
of. Miss Fuller, I didn't give Mrs. Turner that medicine. And I'm not going to admit that I did.
Even if it means Nora's ruin? Is that what you want to see happen?
No, of course not. I'd hate to have that happen. But even if it does mean that Nora's going to be thrown out, I won't commit perjury. Not for Nora or anybody else.
I'm not asking you to commit perjury. All I want you to do is to tell the truth. Peggy, you have nothing to lose. You're only a volunteer.
I was a volunteer.
What do you mean?
I'm handing in my resignation. I'm no longer interested in hospital work.
Well, then you have even less to lose. No action can be taken against you at all. Oh, Peggy, listen to me. I know there have been times in the past when I wasn't...
Was there anything else on your mind, Miss Fuller? Or was it just the sad case of Nora Drake you wanted to talk to me about?
This is your way of getting back at her, isn't it? You hate Nora, don't you?
Peter, how can you hate anybody who's having so much trouble? No, I don't hate Nora. I feel sorry for her. So terribly sorry.
More about Nora Drake in just a moment. Today we're going to start a new service for our listeners. We've invited Tony's Carol Douglas, an authority on beautiful hair, to answer some of the questions you have written us, because we believe the answers may be helpful to many other women. Here's just the person to give you expert suggestions on how to make your hair make you lovelier. Tony's Carol Douglas.
Good morning, Bill Cullen, and good morning to you listeners. I'm delighted to have this chance to visit with you. You know, I feel as if I knew you a little already, because I've read so many wonderful letters you've written Tony. And I'm counting on you to help make these visits really useful by writing me whenever you have a question or a suggestion. Now, Bill, what's our first question?
Miss Dorothy Johnson of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, wants to know if she needs a permanent wave for the new hairstyles.
Oh, you certainly do, Miss Johnson. And for these new hairstyles that are becoming so popular, I can heartily recommend a Tony Home Permanent. With a Tony, you can have just as much or as little wave as you want. It can be as smooth as silk if you wish. You know, that's one reason Tony is so popular with the young crowd. They love that natural look. They were quick to discover that a Tony wave gives hair just the body it needs to stay in place without coaxing. I know you'll be pleased, Miss Johnson, when you discover how easy it is to do your hair in one of the new styles after a Tony wave.
Thank you, Carol Douglas. I know our listeners will appreciate your practical help with the new hairstyles. And here's more practical information. The Tony kit, complete with plastic curlers, costs only $2. And once you have the curlers, all you need for your next Tony permanent months later is a Tony refill. It costs just $1. Yet there's no finer wave at any price. No wonder more than 1 million women a month use Tony. Yes, each month, more than 1 million women give themselves lovely Tony home permanents. Rose Fuller never had any illusions about Peggy Martinson. But until this latest meeting, she didn't realize how completely hard and bitter Ken Martinson's wife could be. But Rose hasn't seen anything yet. Peggy's hatred for Nora Drake, for the woman her husband is still in love with, is going to build to new and appalling heights in the days to come.
Soft water shampooing, use Tony Cream Shampoo. Even in the hardest water, Tony Cream Shampoo.
Yes, even in the hardest water, Tony Cream Shampoo gives you soft water shampooing. Yes, soft water shampooing that brings out all the sparkling beauty of your hair. Rinses away dandruff instantly, even in the hardest water. Today, get the handy tube or jar. Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the cream cold wave. Stay tuned now for We Love and Learn, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.